This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton. Some of life's major problems seem so big, we may feel powerless as individuals. Marshall Johnson says individuals have power to promote change. Johnson is the vice president of the National Audubon Society and executive director of Audubon Dakota. His mission is to make the earth a healthy place for hikers, farmers, birders, hunters, and everyone else. During TEDx Fargo in July, he highlighted how we can make a difference as individuals and by teaming up.
I hate Earth Day. You don't know how cathartic that is for me. I've been wanting to say it in public for years, but I hate Earth Day. And you're probably wondering, how could he say that? How could he think that? He's a conservationist, isn't he? Well, I am a conservationist, but I'm also a millennial, which makes me skeptical, cynical, and I live to tear down well-established traditions and institutions. But Earth Day, some of you can relate to that, right? But Earth Day, the notion that we could relegate all that Earth gives to us every day to just a day or a week or even a month, has always seemed underwhelming to me. And in the face of our current environmental challenges, it's time that we make every day Earth Day. In particular, I work in the grasslands ecosystem. The good news is we have 370 million acres of grasslands remaining. The bad news, that represents less than one half of the historic grasslands ecosystem. When we lose grasslands, we lose so much more than something just pretty to look at. We lose the ecosystem services and the wildlife that are obligate to this landscape. Birds are the prism through which Audubon views our work, and the grassland birds are of the most imperiled in the entire world. Most of them have experienced 50% decrease over the last 100 years. And we're all very familiar with global bee collapse. This is particularly chilling to our food supply when you think that one in every three bites of food that you eat is a result of the pollination that bees provide. I bet you they think a thing or two about us, don't they? When we lose grasslands, we lose so much more. When we lose grasslands and wetlands, it impacts our rivers, streams, and tributaries, the vital vines and arteries of America's heartland. Our rivers are constantly losing the ability to process pollutants and nutrients. When our rivers dump out into the Gulf of Mexico today, there's a dead zone that's being created, a layer where no marine life can survive. Today, that dead zone is bigger than the state of New Jersey. And we've all been hit by or know someone that's been affected by springtime flooding. Also, a major driver when you lose wetlands and grasslands. But why? And here's where I geek out a little bit on grasslands. Grasslands are a dynamic ecosystem. What you see is not what you get with grasslands. If you see a prairie plant that is, say, 3 feet tall, there is more than 3 to 4 times that beneath the surface. And that is where the magic happens. Grasslands, the deep root systems, when compared to your lawn grass at home, there is no comparison. Those deep root systems can sequester more than 5 to 15 metric tons of carbon out of the atmosphere every year. Make no doubt about it, the preservations of grasslands are vital to humanity's need for a secure climate future. That amount is equal to between 60 and 100 cars' emissions annually. Grasslands also act as incredible catchments for water, taking in rainwater, processing it, storing it, purifying it, and slowly moving it to our rivers, streams, tributaries, and recharging our clean water aquifers. These are what we call ecosystem services, those important functions that grasslands give us. And they're largely provided for us on private farms and ranches. 90% of America's grasslands are either owned or managed by America's cattle rancher. And we don't pay for those vital ecosystem services, do we? When you buy beef or poultry off the ranch, you're only paying for currently the bottom line cost of production. But what they're giving us is so much more. This began to dawn on me about, 8 years ago. I became the vice president of National Audubon Society when I was 24. And I remember completing my first conservation project. And I do mean me, because I was vice president of one, just me. I was the only staff member. I've got an incredible team, and they're here in the audience today. But back then, it was just me. And I completed this project with Todd and Cindy Brown up from the northwest corner of the state. And I remember when we got done with that project, it was a grazing project there on some of our land, some of his land. Todd, we had lunch out there, and Todd said to me, "Marshall, this just worked out perfect. We're non-traditional partners in this, but that's okay. You don't care about my cattle, and I can't keep track of all the LBBs out there, little brown birds." And in that 5.5 hours of driving home, I began to think, you know, there's more to the partnership that Todd and I can have. I better be concentrated and focused on his cattle and his bottom line. How can we develop something that can reward our ranchers and empower you to support ranchers in their ability to be climate solutions, to be environmental solutions of some of our biggest problems today? Luckily for me, I work for the National Audubon Society, and we're full of crazies. And sometimes you need crazies. And about 5 or 6 years ago, we began to develop a market-based solution that put you at the center of conservation. Let's face it, the era of big conservation is over. You have to drive the outcomes for the next 100 years. And the market is a perfect place to do that. So what did we do? We went out and created a market-based program, certification program, where we certify in the area of animal welfare, habitat management, and environmental stewardship. We set the bar really high. And the ranches that enroll in the program are third-party audited to give you that confidence. We leverage our brand and hope that we can all partake through our purchasing power in supporting ranches that want to do the right thing, want to be a solution for the future. Cattle play a vital role out on the landscape for grasslands. They mimic in many ways what historic bison used to do. That's why we need cattle out on the landscape. Today, the Audubon Conservation Ranching Program enrolls more than 2 million acres across several states and 70 ranches. I'm proud of where we've come, but we've got to do so much more. And I know it's hard. Remember, I'm cynical and skeptical, so I understand looking for all these certifications is hard. But we have to do our research. We have to be a part of the solution. We can't allow our cynicism to be our crutch anymore, our skepticism to be an excuse. Ranchers stand at the ready and willing to support the next 100 years of environmental conservation. Finally, friends, you are what hope looks like to a bird. You are what hope looks like to this landscape. Without you, everything I've talked about will go the way of department stores and dinosaurs. It won't last. So please, do me a favor. Put the power into your next purchase. Do your research. Search out foods that are better for you and better for the land. Go out and shop and eat like the world depends on it. Together, with clarity of purpose and our planet as the stakes, let us be on our way. Thank you.
That was Marshall Johnson, Vice President of the National Audubon Society and Executive Director of Audubon Dakota. He spoke during July's TEDx Fargo.